Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Sully Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST, and every Friday just after 1 o'clock, our weekly visit with Rick Limpert covering sports and technology on a national level. You can check out his work in a number of different places, including the AJC periodically and the daily technology column that he writes for Examiner.com. Rick joining us from not the undisclosed Starbucks location, but from the Limpert headquarters. That location is also unknown.
Unknown to a lot of people, so I've actually am at my kitchen table, which doesn't make my wife too happy half the time. So, at home and catching up on some stuff back in town, and good to talk to you.
Well, we will miss the sounds of the baristas whipping up those lattes and cappuccinos in the background as we talk today. You had an exciting weekend last weekend. You were in Texas doing a couple of different things. What were you getting into there?
Yeah, real fun. Valentine's weekend, my wife came along doing some sports and some travel pieces there in Austin, Texas, which is a city I've been to before, but hadn't really spent that much time in the downtown area. And it's pretty cool. Nice layout, little different neighborhoods, live music, shops. Kind of a different feel than a lot of other downtowns for large cities like that. But also stayed at the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort, was doing stuff out there for Hyatt, and then the Driscoll Hotel, which is also owned by Hyatt. They're celebrating 130 years old this year, so that's pretty cool. That's a story in itself. So I had a great time, and a lot going on in Austin.
Guys, you want to always pay attention to Rick Limpert as he speaks, because this is a man who arranged to play golf on Valentine's Day. Talk about the Wolf Dancer Golf Club.
That was part of the deal. I had to play golf on Valentine's Day, but my wife didn't mind. And it was 80 degrees there, so they were catching some of that great weather in Austin. But Wolf Dancer, the club I played before, it's right there at the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort. It's a resort course, but that means it's not easy. I mean, it's a very tough golf course. Had a fun time playing, and also they're opening a new Harvey Pennick Golf Academy there, and I was the first student kind of to attend that. So that's the guy that taught a lot of pro golfers, and now they're taking that philosophy and bringing it to Lost Pines Resort. So a lot of fun there at Wolf Dancer.
WolfDancerGolfClub.com is the website. And before we get started talking about what you want to do this week on the segment, talking about travel apps, you had a chance too to visit the state capitol in Texas, the building. What was it like?
Yeah, we have the Georgia State Capitol, of course, here in Atlanta, and it's a great place. But my first time visiting the Texas State Capitol, which was very nice, a lot of history, and I got a little behind-the-scenes tour. But I also saw some high school, middle school, young kid groups going through, and was really impressed to see these kids were really, you can tell they're really into the civics and the history, and they were wearing, the girls were wearing like long dresses, and the guys were wearing sport coats and nice pants or suits even, going through taking the tour of the Capitol. So great to see that, and them paying respects to the history. And from Sam Houston to where we are today, you know, Texas has got a lot of history, and it was fun learning about it.
Yeah, I love when I'm in a different place to go and visit. If I'm in the capital city of a state, to check out the state capitol, and man, I'm right there with you. It's just fun to go and visit those buildings, take a look around, and learn a few things that you didn't know. And sometimes you just run into some great people with some great stories in those places too. But I like hearing that the kids are walking around and they're excited and really energetic and respectful of it too, and admire it in the way that you and I do. Chatting with Rick Limpert, as we do every week, just after 1 o'clock on Fridays. Talking about some travel apps today. There's certainly a wealth of them out there. Rick, we're going to talk about some of your favorites today and some of the great features that they have.
Yeah, and even though I'm a tech guy, I've been kind of slow to ramp up to use a lot of these travel apps. So, because you kind of get set in your ways, you're not using them. So I try to maybe try one different one out every trip and just kind of see how they work. And, I was out there doing some stuff for Hyatt, and the Hyatt Hotels app just got a refresh. They made sure I knew about that. And, all the Hyatt Hotels are on there now. You can do your reservations, cancel reservations. You can check in on here. Now you can check out. So you don't have to wait in those long lines sometimes. See photos, weather, all sorts of information about whatever Hyatt destination you're heading to. So a lot of these hotel chains, they spend a lot of money on these apps. The apps are pretty good. This Hyatt one now, they're even updating it, and you can even do more with it. So good to see that.
Another app here called Road Trippers. I love taking a little drive up to the North Georgia Mountains or visiting different parts of Georgia and beyond. How is this helpful for people who are looking to make a little road trip?
get his apps appropriately titled Sully Road Trippers, because if you are taking a road trip, it will give you a lot of information that may be of use. So Road Trippers, you plug in your itinerary, plug in where you're starting from, where your destination is, and as you take your trip in the car, your SUV, the app will recommend restaurants, coffee shops, certain points of interest, maybe rest stops along the way that you might want to check out. So this has all been kind of vetted ahead of time. They're all good places, other crowdfunding or crowdsourced information. So it gives you a lot of information, and sometimes will make your trip easier when you're kind of driving around looking more, should I stop here, should I stop there? But also embedded in this app are the current gas prices, which are, you know, pretty friendly for travelers right now. So that was good to see, too.
And those gas prices are pretty low right now. We're enjoying that. And I know you and I would certainly enjoy being alerted to the location of the nearest Starbucks. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a, you know, odd part of town or odd part of Georgia, and I'm west. The Starbucks. Come on, get me there. I need my fix.
Not only Starbucks, but maybe a local owned or a family owned coffee shop. Those are, I love checking out. You know, Starbucks, you know what you're going to get. But I get daring, and I love checking out little coffee shops and donut shops that are maybe, unique to that location, and just kind of see how they are. I'm always curious about that stuff.
As a follow up, we talked about ship sticks, and let me be very clear as I say that SHIP, ship sticks. Talk about Duffel, DUFL, another way to get more out of your golf clubs and while you're traveling.
I just wanted to hear you say ship sticks one more time. But Duffel, I'm a bit alerted to this app. I've covered this app before. Now they keep improving. So Duffel will do what it will ship golf clubs like ship sticks, but also they will ship your skis, snowboards, surfboards ahead of time to your vacation or maybe where you're moving to. So you don't have to, again, bring those along on your air travel, your airplane ride. So great for active travelers, sports enthusiasts. This really makes travel hassle-free. The prices, you got to check them by going on Duffel. They're pretty reasonable. And your items will be waiting there at your destination when you arrive. That's a great thing.
Chatting with Rick Limper. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. Website for Rick, ricklimper.info. Lots of great information, and all of the work that he's doing can be found on that website. Olympics are coming up, and if you are planning on traveling down to the Olympics game, there's a Rio 2016 app.
Yeah, all jokes aside about, you know, what's going on in Rio, Sully, the Zika virus and them not being ready for the games, they have launched an app, and it is pretty good. So, chance to win tickets. You can schedule your trips, do a lot of your Olympic planning. If you are heading to Rio for the Olympics, right through this app, they're offering contests for kids that can win things, especially including tickets to the opening ceremonies. And this app's going to win some awards. I think it's pretty well done. It's very pretty, and they're going to keep adding to it as the Olympics get closer. So a lot of people have a lot of questions about the Olympics, and people that are going really are concerned about a lot of things. So it's great they have an app that's hopefully going to answer a lot of questions for people.
Now, being it affiliated, obviously, with the Olympics, is it festooned and dotted with sponsorships from different fast food companies and soft drink manufacturers?
No, not too bad yet. It's that probably is coming, but they're kind of maybe easing people into it gently. So a lot of information, a lot of pre-Olympic things on the app right now, and we'll see what it turns into. So I'm sure there's going to be numerous apps, but this is the official pre-Olympics app. Rio 2016, it is 2016, so you'll give it a try, and if you're an Olympic fan, a lot of people in Atlanta are really fans of the Olympics and Olympic enthusiasts, so this is something you'll want to have on your mobile device.
All right, that's Rick Limpert. You can check him out, of course, on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle. You can also check out Rick's sports travel book. It's entitled The Fam Trip Field Guide, and you can get it in the Kindle store at Amazon.com, also available in paperback at thebookpatch.com. Rick, thanks a lot. Hope you have a great week, man.
Yep, I got a cowboy hat and some boots for you, Sally, from Austin, so I'll give them to you.
Awesome. And now, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of cowboy boots, hopefully she wears them once in a while. Time to get cooking with Paula Deen.
It's time to get cooking with Paula Deen.